Hey everyone, it's Eric Auge.
And Jamie Gouger.
And welcome to Small Town Talk. Sorry, we still don't have an intro song, so I wanted to kind of throw my own intro in there.
You just got real excited and pumped.
P-U-M-P, pump me up.
Well, we got another new episode coming in for you this week. This week we interviewed Satnam at Portofino's. We had a really good time interviewing him. There's also a couple local events coming up.
What's going on, Jamie, right now in Edmonds?
Well, coming up in the closest of the close, this weekend, it's been open for 2 weeks, but the Garden Farmers Market, they call it, has been open. So Farmers Market in Edmonds.
Officially, spring and summer is here. Spring is here. Summer's on the way. Farmers Market's open.
Yeah, and this is just the partially opened one.
Well, it's just all the food and stuff. Food and actual farmer stuff.
Little stuff for sale.
Yeah, but I feel like once the main one opens up, it's more like
vendors.
Kitschy stuff a little bit sometimes.
Yeah, there's also nice art and stuff.
But the real farmers are at this market.
Like sometimes there's some cool jewelry.
I'm not into jewelry, so.
Well, yeah, you're not into that kind of stuff. But I think the first weekend of June, the market expands to the bigger market.
Okay.
So right now it's just the partial market. Also, Sunday, Edmonds is doing their first wine festival, wine event. Or
Decant Edmonds, right?
Yeah, Decant. So we shouldn't even call it just wine because there's going to be some cider. There's going to be one of our local favorite Scratch Distillery represented for those that want some liquor. And also a couple breweries. Salish will be there.
Cool.
It also is going to be catered by Shubidoo, who is Schubert Hose Company, also owner of Salt and Iron and Bar Dojo. It's their catering company, and also Chef Dane, who's out of Linwood. So tickets for the event, the Decant Edmonds event, I think are still available. There's a VIP, which opens a little bit earlier. That's $55. Just normal entrance is $40, and if you're a designated driver and just hanging out and having non-alcoholic beverages and all the tasty food, it's $20.
Oh, and what do you get for being a VIP? Do they say what you get for being a VIP?
You get early entrance, and I think a couple extra tickets. Don't quote me on that. I think you get like some extra swag too, like a commemorative glass, and
that's this Sunday.
This Sunday, the 20th.
So get your tickets while they're still here.
Yeah, I think they mentioned they're close to being sold out. So
go get your Decant Festival tickets.
Let's see. Also, speaking of Scratch, they have a couple events coming up. We talked about it in our previous episode, and if you want more information, you can go back and listen to our Scratch episode, or they have some information on their website. But they do these cool genology classes where you get to kind of curate your own gin and exactly how you like it to taste, and you do some tasty notes and flavors, and at the end of it, you get to walk away with your own unique bottle of gin.
Your own flavor.
So they have two upcoming classes that you can still sign up for. It's very limited, so if you're interested, I would definitely reach out. June 16th and July 28th. They also have a new thing called cocktails and yoga. So you get to do a yoga class and then have a cocktail after. That's June 9th. It's also, believe it or not, their third anniversary. Coming up.
Wow, 3 years.
Yeah. July 14th, it sounds like they're going to be doing some probably special hours or to be determined, but I know that that's coming up.
Cool.
In other news, Waterfront Festival. I mean, we're really in the season of a lot of stuff. Everything goes is starting on. To happen. Yeah, there's a lot going on in Edmonds, so we're going to try and do some more frequent episodes just to like keep everyone updated, even if it's not an interview, but just to kind of the local happenings. Because
the calendar is packed right now.
Yeah. And it's nice weather and there's just a lot of fun stuff going on. So anyway, the Waterfront Festival is coming up June 1st through 3rd. That is in the marina. They block off some of the area. There's definitely some shuttles that can shoot you down.
Yeah, I think they start at the Methodist Church or something and they pick you up.
Yeah,
and
they so take you can down get some free Casper. Parking and not have to try and circle for 27 minutes looking forever. For a spot. But there's stuff for all ages. They also have a beer and wine festival. And they have not decided to eliminate the beatniks. So for those
they
of
have
you
have kept the beatniks, everyone. We are the beatniks are still around Edmonds for one day, this year at least.
So for those of you upset, disparaged, feeling sad about the beatniks that will not be at the Taste of Edmonds, we still have hope. The beatniks are there Friday, June 1st at 8 PM in the Beer and Wine Garden. I think it's a $3 entrance to get into the Taste, or not the Taste, oh my God. The Waterfront Festival. Yeah.
And I think you get a discount if you bring a canned good with you as well.
Yeah, so donate. Maybe,
don't quote me on that though, because it could be wrong. Just seems like the right thing to say.
Anyway, I'm excited. You'll probably see us there representing.
All over. Or we'll be there for at least 1 to 2 hours.
Of the beatniks.
Of the beatniks, and then we'll go home.
And they also have some good food and vendors, and there's some really fun kids stuff, especially. Isn't there like pirate ships come in and stuff?
Yeah, the tall ships, I think, usually come in, and they usually like the racing.
Hydroplane.
The hydroplanes there and stuff, and yeah, they always have all sorts of cool stuff like that.
We definitely hit up like their Facebook or website to get the full details. We're the non-authorized information source.
We are not accredited.
Don't quote us. Cool. Otherwise, sit in.
So we finally got stuff going on in Edmonds. It's about time.
Including interviews.
And I just want to say about this interview, I want to apologize to everyone because I had my sound. It was off right now. And so everything sounds weird and funky like it just did. So sorry about that, guys. My bad.
Also, just a reminder, it's been a while since we brought it up, but you can find us on a couple social media sites. Our Instagram is Small Town Talk Podcast, so you can follow us there. Facebook, we're just Small Town Talk. And if you're a local business or entrepreneur and you're interested in being interviewed in a candid way, we are smalltowntalkpnw@gmail.com. And cool. You also can reach out through our social media if you're interested in being interviewed.
Perfect. All right, well, everyone, enjoy the interview, and we will talk to you later. Bye.
Bye. Hi, guys. We're here at Portofino's with Satnam. This is Jamie.
I'm Eric.
Welcome to Small Town Talk. So, how did you decide to get started in this business?
After college, I realized that I wanted to be an entrepreneur and go in business for myself. I realized I had some experience while in high school working at a restaurant, so I really liked the idea of an Italian pizza pasta restaurant, and I stumbled upon this opportunity here in Edmonds.
And was your degree in college related to business or restaurants? Or
it was an accounting degree.
Okay.
In a business, yes.
That's so a good.
You can run the books. That's good. It's half of that, all right, with your own business.
Yeah, there's a lot more to that, and we have a bookkeeper who does all of that. So
nice.
But just having that foundation where I can understand, hey, you know, some of the costs that we have to manage, and then the overhead cost and the variable cost, and there's a lot more I've learned since I've been in the business. So
yeah,
nice. Fresh out of college.
And did you grow up in this area at all, or did you grow up in Seattle or Edmonds?
I grew up here in Linwood. Okay. Most of the life. I moved here in about 2000. Okay. In Linwood, so I've been in Linwood.
Nice.
Yeah, so you're just right around the corner.
Yeah, and spent a couple of years in Bellevue before that. And I was born in India, so I migrated here with my mom and my sister and when I was about 9 years old.
Oh, wow.
So how did you find out about this place? Were you just kind of searching, or did it Did somebody let you know that this was available?
I was searching for a business opportunity, and particularly I wanted a pizza pasta restaurant.
Yeah.
Because of my experience with this type of restaurant, and when I found out about this, it was kind of a hard decision, you know, whether, hey, you know, because a lot of people are always trying to sell their businesses, so was this going to be a good fit? Was this business going to succeed?
Yeah.
But I definitely had to take the leap of faith and risk, you know. Risk.
Well, there's no word without without risk, right?
Yeah, you always got to have a little bit of risk.
And so what you said about 7 years ago you bought this place?
Yes, October of 2011.
Okay.
And you guys made a ton of changes. I mean, you guys really kind of revamped this whole place.
Yeah, that's one of the things, you know, I like to constantly change for the better. And, you know, that's also part of us being a younger team,
mm-hmm.
that we're able to do that. We're not more, you know, we're able to do that. We have that energy. We have that time. And, you know, this place needed a uplift as well.
Absolutely.
And so how did you decide what changes to make? Was it just kind of like what you thought you needed, or did you have any help from, like, a design team or anything? Because it looks great in here.
We did have a designer, mm-hmm. Interior designer. We kind of sort of planned it out. But at the same time, it was a empty shell. It was already a built business.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the walls and those things were there. So the only thing we can do is kind of modify it slightly, you know, to somewhat, you know. And we were just kind of clean it up and just kind of give it a, you know, newer touch.
Nice.
Well, I think it really, I was talking earlier, it's nice to have the smooth walls. See, you know, I remember when I was a kid, because we used to come here like probably once a month, we'd come here for pizza because it was only just, you know, down the street. And I used to feel like I was like going to cut my hand or something on the wall. It was so sharp.
Yeah. Yeah. Those walls definitely collected a lot of dust.
It was a big upgrade, that's for sure.
Yeah, and we at the same time, we were also able to add the bar at that time.
That's right.
Because I liked the whole concept of not just, you know, coming in for a pizza or something. Hey, you want the whole dining experience. Mm-hmm. You can have some drinks, join in for happy hour. And so that always helped us broaden our menu a little bit more, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So speaking of menu, did they give you, or did you have an idea of what the menu was before? Did you kind of come in and do a fresh start?
No, they've gave us the existing business.
Nice.
And we also have the same chef, Christopher Trejo.
Uh-huh.
He's been here about 14 years now.
Wow.
So he's the staple, who's, you know, who knows all the cooking, and he's very creative with his menu.
Yeah.
And do you kind of give him just creative freedom to change things up, or how do you decide to make changes to the menu, or?
Yeah, we do a lot of, you know, we see a lot of the what's happening, what the trends are, and then you know, I'm like, hey Chris, I like this idea, we should implement this. He tests this out and shows me how he can do it, and he's always, like I said, he's always very creative. He also can just give the right like amount of touch,
mm-hmm.
you know, and make it very like unique item, you know.
Nice. And so speaking of the bar, you guys implemented the happy hour, which you guys have a really good happy hour. Did that kind of start as soon as you put the bar in, and how do you come up with happy hour specials? I think I've seen them change a couple times now. So how do you come up with the happy hour specials?
We try to incorporate some of the new items, mm-hmm. you know, like we have meatball sliders. So just, you know, besides just pizza and pasta, you might want to have calamari in here, or like now we have bruschetta bread. So some of these things, we just kind of do give a little bit more options, something different than, because you know, we don't want you to feel like, hey, you only can come in here for a pizza or a pasta, you know, which was kind of the staple for it, which still is the staple. But we also want to enhance our menu by offering other, you know, small items like that.
Yeah, it's nice to have that, you know, change up that you can come in, try new things, and have for a pretty, you know, reasonable price too, which is nice to have.
Yeah. What are your happy hour hours?
It's 3 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Nice.
Weekdays, and then 8 p.m. to close. And then Wednesday and Thursday we do all day.
All day?
All day on Wednesday and Thursdays. Wow.
See you, see you next Wednesday.
We want to live around the corner.
Yeah, we can walk here.
We've changed the menu over time, just to give it more items. Some of the pricing's been off and on, because we're, like I said, with the accounting background, we were trying to figure out, okay, how are we going to, make sure our food costs were aligned.
Yeah.
And that now recently I noticed some of those things didn't go so well because the toppings, certain toppings are way more expensive and certain ones. Right. So now that wasn't really working out because if some people were getting, some of the premium meats and it was charging them, higher price, their pizza got over $30 or so. So now we come back to where it's like a $2 flat or whatever per topping, depending on the size, and it's more consistent. So.
Oh, that's nice to have. Yes. And then, so now you have the outdoor seating too, which that seems like that's been a huge hit too, having that. You can go outside and eat and enjoy the weather and not be stuck inside.
Yeah, definitely. It's kind of make the environment better. We also got sound outside, so inside out. So it kind of feels like the whole complete restaurant because we had a plastic chairs, I think, a few years ago. They would fly away with the wind and all that. Especially in this area, it gets pretty windy.
Yeah, the wind really does come through here.
Yeah, so
chasing a chair down the street.
it's got a lot cleaner. We've cleaned it up quite a bit because there was flower beds and all that, and the flowers would have to be changed so often, and they would die. So it was kind of a bad, present. They were just kind of falling apart over the years.
Yeah.
Really have to kind of uptake on that. So we just wanted to kind of cleaner, easier to maintain at the same time.
Yeah.
And use more space, utilize our space.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's nice to have those extra tables out there for people. And cause it seems like you get pretty,
you're always busy.
Every time I drive by on a weekend, it's like this.
Or even, even every night, it seems like
it's always just packed, which that must be a great, feeling for you guys to be filling up every weekend. And
definitely, this is a staple in the community. It's a long-term institution. So people have been coming here for years. And, I lived in Linwood for the past, 20 years now. And I never knew about this place, it's, now I've been here. And everybody in the Edmonds knows about this being here for, 30 years.
Yeah.
When it first opened, and people come in here, tell me stories about this used to be like a grocery store back in the day, and this and that. So it's got a lot of history here.
Yeah, it's great. It's definitely a staple of the community.
And really good for families. And we've brought our kids in here a couple times, and the staff's been really accommodating to them, which has been really nice. We're definitely come in, get his food, my son's food ordered first before we even look at the menu just to get things moving.
He's kind of a tornado, so we have to control him first before we can eat our own food.
We have a really good kids menu as well.
Yeah.
We want to have the mini pizzas for the kids, which I think is a great option.
Yeah.
And just say the buttered pasta and stuff like that.
Which is all kids really want. They want, when you're 2 to 5, they don't really want the fancy toppings. They just want some cheese and pasta. And so do you have any promotions coming up, or do you guys ever do any special events? Or?
Yeah, we do a lot of promotions throughout. Right now, we're focusing a bit more on our lunch business.
Oh, yeah.
So we're offering lunch specials again.
Oh, cool.
We started doing this when we first opened for lunch. But now we just made it happy hour happy hour menu.
Mm-hmm.
But now we really wanted to kind of offer lunch specials. So we have a new lunch special menu. And I think the prices start around $7 or $8, and you can get a full
reasonable meal.
Oh,
that's nice.
So also we're offering on the weekdays, 20% off pizzas from 11 a.m. from open to like 2 p.m.
Oh.
So if anybody orders online, they'll get 20% off.
That's another nice thing you guys implemented was the online ordering. I really appreciate that because with the kids, sometimes it's hard to call, you know, and can kind of like do it while holding a baby. And
yeah, it's some of the challenges with that is, you know, we don't have our, it's not our in-house software. We don't have those capabilities or that kind of technical skills. So it's a POS company that does it. And it's not the really user-friendly, but it's really nice for us because it's directly connected with our POS here. So when you order online, it directly goes into our system, prints out into the printers. Yeah. And
instead of like a third-party involvement.
Yeah. And we had third parties that we used, like Uber, Amazon, DoorDash, E24. But we've gone away from that. I felt like it was taking away from our quality here. Mm-hmm. And it was taking away from the customer's experience. Mm-hmm. So now we've gone away from that last year. And we're really focused on, you know, providing, like I said, better lunch menu, better pricing, and overall better experience.
Yeah.
So if you want a good lunch or a good price, come to Portofino's now.
Yes, this is the...
I will say when we take our son for a walk or walk to the school, we come around the corner and the smell of the garlic is just like intoxicating. Yeah. I'm like, should we eat out tonight? Should we
every
pick up some
food?
Every
time we ever go to the playground, we're like, man, we really should just stop by Portofino's and get some.
Or your
some
subs. I love your subs too. The meatball subs and the, what's the other one we get? Is it the Italian?
The grinders.
Yeah. They're so good.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're always contemplating.
I'm also, I've always been a big fan of the garlic bread. That's always been my my favorite part of coming to here. Yeah. I get pasta even if I'm not in the mood for pasta just because I want garlic bread. That's all I want.
So where, since in case people don't know, where are you located? What's your online presence? What are your hours?
As far as like physical address?
Yeah.
The physical address?
Or just like, you know, where are we at right now?
We're on the corner of Olympic View Drive and that's Puget Way.
Yeah.
Puget Way. Across from the Shell, Olympic View Deli.
Right. Or Edmonds Elementary is right there.
Yes. Yep.
And what's your online, like what's your website or your social media?
Our website is portofinopizza.com, and there's an online ordering button that takes you to our MicroWorks, which is our POS system. So you can order online there. Our Instagram, which we're pretty active on, it's Portofino Edmonds, and same with Facebook, it's Facebook/Portofino Edmonds.
Okay. And what are your hours normally?
Our normal hours are 11 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Okay.
And Sundays we open an hour later, so we open at noon on Sundays.
Okay.
Cool.
Anything else you want to add or anything else going on?
Any events coming up or stuff like that?
No, we're just, I've thought about adding a little bit more to like having a brunch here on the weekends.
That would be nice.
I think it's, you know, the neighborhood's, it's a neighborhood place, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So a lot of the folks are working during the weekdays. So on the weekends, it tends to be a little bit more busy around here. So we've discussed and are interested in having a brunch menu for Saturday and Sunday. And also helps with the football games.
Yeah.
So when there's morning football games, we want to be here. We want to be able to watch the games. And we have regular clients who want to be able to watch it here.
And it's true that, you know, this is, like, truly, I feel like, one of the few places, like, there's not a ton of places in Edmonds, I feel like, are in a neighborhood, you know? It's, like, either have your downtown core, of, like, restaurants and businesses, or, like, Five Corners or Westgate. Like, this is really the few, if not one of the only restaurants that's actually
the North End.
In a neighborhood. Yeah, in the North End. And, yeah, everyone that lives around here is just a staple that they've always known and loved. So
yes, we have a lot of patrons that actually walk here on a regular basis, so it's nice to see that. It's a very community feeling. So you know, part of me, we love this, you know, it's like everybody's so connected, and, you know, over the years we've, you know, made great relationships with a lot of people around here.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Do you have any funny stories from being a business owner in Edmonds, or quirky Edmonds? Sorry to put you on the spot.
Yeah.
And you guys also do, you guys will do like private events here too?
Yes, we'll do wedding rehearsal dinners. There's usually prom. They have dinners for that. We tend to get busier around like the holiday season when the families are back in town. So Thanksgiving dinners and all that.
Okay. So you're always available to, if someone wants to bring their family of 30 people in, they can come in and take the whole entire, well, that's our family. It's our families are that big. We have tons of, you know, cousins and
maybe give a call.
I can see bringing my whole family and just taking the whole side, and
maybe call ahead for that.
Yeah, call ahead, right?
Yeah, definitely reserve a table.
All right. Well, cool. I guess that's it. So if you're in the neighborhood of Seaview and by Edmonds Elementary, dropping your kids off at school, come get lunch at Port of Venus or brunch.
Soon.
Yeah. Possibly here.
Possibly, yeah.
So,
All right. Well, thanks for doing this, and
thank you for having me, guys.
Yeah, and good luck with everything. So, all right.
All right.